The 5 A's of Mindful Loving. Think back to your earliest childhood memory. Maybe it's when your parents read you a bedtime story or helped you when you got hurt. As kids, we depend on our parents to meet our emotional needs and make us feel safe and loved. These needs can be understood through what the author refers to as the 5 A's. 1. Attention. 2. Acceptance. 3. Appreciation. 4. Affection. 5. Allowing others to be themselves. Receiving these 5 key elements of love is important for developing a strong sense of identity and self-esteem, and for building healthy relationships as adults. At every stage of life, we need caring people who understand our feelings and respond to our needs. The 5 A's describe the essential support we need to build self-confidence, find peace, and improve our ability to give and receive love. Following are the key aspects of a healthy relationship. First, attention means listening to our partner's thoughts and feelings. It's important to be a mindful witness, especially if they have experienced past trauma. Our role is to listen with respect and understanding. Second, acceptance involves embracing ourselves and our partners as we are. A strong relationship is built on mutual acceptance, where we don't need to hide anything because we are loved for who we truly are. The third aspect is appreciation. This means valuing what our partner brings to the relationship, recognizing their limitations, and supporting their dreams and goals. Affection is the fourth key element. It includes showing love through physical touch like hugs and kisses. These small gestures help us feel safe, loved, and cared for. The final point is allowing life and love to be as they are, with all their ups and downs, without trying to control them. To truly be present in a relationship, we must accept all the joys and challenges that come our way. Impact of childhood scarcity on adult emotions. David Rico spent several weeks each summer at his Aunt Margaret's farm when he was a child. He recalls that her fridge was always full of food, unlike his parents' fridge, which was often empty. As he grew older, he realized he had felt hungry throughout his childhood, not just for food but for emotional support too. Despite trying to believe his parents did their best, he couldn't shake the feeling that he had been lacking in love and support during his early years. Our experiences as children can shape how we act in relationships later in life. For instance, those who had unhappy childhoods might be more likely to put up with abuse from their partners when they grow up. This often happens because their basic emotional needs, like feeling loved and valued, were not met during childhood. When children are abused and feel unloved, they may repeatedly try to get affection from their parents, even though they are often rejected. They might think, "Even though you keep hurting me, I can't leave you." This pattern can continue into adulthood, where people stay in abusive relationships because they believe they are the problem. Instead of seeing their partner's behavior as wrong, they think they are defective and continue seeking love from those who can't provide it. Break the cycle of reenacting past abuse. Children who have been abused often struggle to seek help and may repeat their past experiences in their relationships. For example, adults from turbulent homes might see conflict as normal and create problems even when things are going well. To stop this cycle, it's important to heal from past traumas. This means addressing and grieving the feelings of loss or neglect from childhood. Start by talking about your painful memories with someone you trust, such as a therapist or a close friend. Sharing these experiences allows someone to mirror your feelings back to you. When your feelings are understood and accepted by a mindful listener, you can start to feel emotionally fulfilled. This helps you learn how to give and receive love and trust more easily. Problem solving through bread making. Working through issues is like making bread. First, you knead the dough and then let it rise before baking it. Similarly, solving problems involves putting in the effort to address negative thoughts and emotions and then taking time to let things settle before finding a solution. When working with clients, combine Western psychological methods with mindfulness techniques. In therapy, clients explore their problems and the emotions linked to them. They are then encouraged to focus on these emotions until they change or uncover something deeper. Afterward, mindfulness is introduced, an ancient Buddhist practice that helps us stay focused on the present. Clients learn to recognize their thoughts and feelings but let them go instead of holding on to them. Mindfulness involves applying the 5 A's, attending to, accepting, appreciating, feeling affection for, and allowing the realities and limits of your life. Apply mindfulness in daily life. One effective way to practice mindfulness is through meditation. Start by meditating for just a few minutes each day, then gradually extend the time as you get more comfortable. To begin, find a quiet spot and sit comfortably with your back straight and hands in your lap. Focus on your breathing. If you find your mind wandering with thoughts or worries, simply acknowledge them, label them as thoughts, and gently return your focus to your breath. This skill takes practice, but over time, you'll find it easier to keep distracting thoughts at bay. Just like baking bread requires effort and patience, staying emotionally and spiritually healthy involves consistent work and self-reflection. You need to actively address your issues and let them go as you move forward. Find love by being yourself. When we understand how to care for and respect ourselves, we're better able to form meaningful relationships. Movies often show love as a chance event. For example, a typical scene might involve a woman walking down the street and accidentally bumping into a man, causing his coffee to spill. As she helps him clean his messy coat, they make eye contact and smile. After talking for a while, he writes his number on a receipt, and they plan to meet again. By the end of the film, they are happily together. While this might seem unrealistic, it's not far from reality. When we stop actively searching for love and are happy with who we are, we create an opportunity for the right person to come into our lives. Meeting new people can be frightening, especially if you've been hurt before. It's important to take care of yourself while dating. Start by making a promise to yourself: don't change who you are just to make someone like you. This can hurt your self-esteem. Before your next date, remind yourself, "I want a partner, and taking care of myself is the first step." Also, say to yourself, "I will protect my inner self during this process." Choose the right partner. When choosing a partner, it's crucial to pick someone who wants the same kind of relationship as you. Not everyone is suited for a deeply committed relationship. Some people are fine with more casual connections or friendships and only occasional intimacy. On the other hand, some people want a strong, deep connection and the closeness that commitment brings. Before starting a relationship, list your needs, values, and what you want in a partnership, including your level of commitment. Share this list with your potential partner. The best outcome is when both of you agree and are willing to meet each other's needs. Finding the right partner involves being open to new people coming into your life, but it's also important to value yourself enough to clearly state your needs and wants. Phases of relationships and insights from nature. Albert Einstein once suggested that observing nature helps us understand human experiences. Nature follows cycles, like a rose that starts as a bud, blooms, then dies and becomes a bud again. Similarly, relationships go through three stages: romance, conflict, and commitment. These stages can repeat over time. True love is shown when it endures through all these stages. The first stage of a relationship is romance, where everything feels incredibly exciting and joyful. You're fascinated by everything about the other person. However, this feeling doesn't last forever. Romance is meant to bring people together to start a relationship, but it's not intended to last forever. Sometimes, couples break up after this stage because they're disappointed when the initial thrill fades. Next comes the conflict stage. In this phase, you start seeing your partner's flaws and true character, which you might not have noticed before. This stage is normal and important for building a strong relationship. Without facing and working through conflicts, couples might lose their sense of self. If couples can handle their disagreements and work together, they move on to the commitment stage. In a committed relationship, partners give and receive the five A's: acceptance, appreciation, affection, attention, and allowance. They stop trying to be right all the time and focus on finding solutions. Although they may still argue, their love remains strong. If your relationship is moving from romance to conflict, it's okay. Moving through these stages is part of creating a healthy, long-lasting relationship. Relationship fears. When we're deeply in love, it can be hard to imagine being afraid of our partner. But as relationships develop, fears about betrayal, intimacy, and other issues can come up. This is normal, and these fears can actually help strengthen relationships if we handle them properly. Two main fears in relationships are engulfment and abandonment. Engulfment is the fear that getting too close to someone, either physically or emotionally, will make us lose our independence. When we feel this way, it often means our partners are giving us too much attention or affection, while not providing enough acceptance and space. Abandonment is the worry that if someone leaves us, we might not cope emotionally. This fear involves losing attention, appreciation, or affection from others. Both fears stem from feeling helpless. We feel stuck, controlled, and dependent on others. Manage fears with the AAA approach. The AAA approach, admit, allow, and act as if, helps manage fears effectively. First, admit your fears to yourself and others. This means recognizing your fears without blaming anyone. For example, you might say to your partner, "I'm afraid of getting close to you because," or "my fear of betrayal comes from." Next, allow yourself to feel these fears without judging them. This is similar to mindfulness. Let your feelings surface, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Finally, act as if you don't have these fears. For example, if you fear abandonment, try being apart from your partner for 1 extra minute each day. If you fear being overwhelmed, try spending 1 minute less apart from your partner. Dealing with fears means letting yourself experience them. You can only overcome fear by learning to handle its discomfort. End relationships peacefully. When relationships end, it's important to resolve any issues and part on good terms. Ending a relationship can be really painful because you're not just losing the person but also the time and effort you put into it. Trying to keep a relationship alive when it's already over can hurt even more than letting it end. If you notice that the connection with your partner is fading, it might be best to end things and move on. Following are the signs your relationship might be ending. One clear sign that a relationship might be ending is when you no longer feel happy and safe with each other. If you're not spending quality time together and struggling with physical intimacy, it could mean the emotional connection is fading. Another sign is a loss of trust. If you find yourself frequently checking your partner's phone or fearing they might cheat, it indicates your emotional needs are not being met. Finally, if you can't love, respect, or support each other, and your partner feels the same, it may be time to think about ending the relationship on good terms. How to end a relationship well? First, talk with your partner about why you want to end the relationship. It's important to share your feelings and work through any issues together. Next, give yourself time to be alone and heal. Jumping into a new relationship right away won't fix the problems from the past. You need time to process and learn from the experience. Finally, try to view ending a relationship as a fresh start. Once you've worked through the end, use what you've learned to build a better future. Learn to love from family. Loving one person helps us learn to love everyone. Early on, a person remembers feeling loved by their grandma. When their mother was not around, the grandma would sit with them while they worked on puzzles or listened to their favorite radio shows. As an adult, they still recall the comfort and security of their grandma. This love from their grandma taught them how to love others. When we grow up and start adult relationships, we learn how to love someone deeply. This process helps us understand how to love everyone else too. By committing to one person, sharing the 5 A's, which are affection, appreciation, attention, acceptance, and allowing, solving problems together, and keeping our promises, we get better at doing these things with others. Our close relationships also show us how to be compassionate. When we are in a partnership, we recognize that our partner has flaws, but we choose to love and accept them anyway. Use love and compassion at work. As a manager at a large company, you can encourage teamwork and positive feelings among your staff by applying the 5 A's, just like you would with a partner. First, pay attention to how your employees feel and what concerns they have. Accept their strengths and weaknesses and recognize their achievements and challenges. Show personal support through trust and encouragement, and give them a say in decisions. Being compassionate means respecting the abilities and potential of others. As a manager, provide your employees with the resources they need to learn new skills, then let them tackle the tasks on their own. Be available to help if they need it. By using the 5 A's, you bring love and care into the workplace. Everyone has the potential to spread love, and we can all learn how to do this better. Key points. 1. A healthy relationship needs attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowance. 2. Childhood experiences shape how people give and receive love in adult relationships. 3. Healing past wounds helps break unhealthy relationship cycles. 4. Mindfulness and self-awareness help people face fears of closeness or abandonment. 5. Relationships grow through romance, conflict, and commitment, each deepening the bond. 6. Ending a relationship peacefully allows for healing and personal growth.